From fashionable Fifth Avenue in New York City, here's Michael Luton.
Hey, everybody. I look around and I think, oh my God, who's crazy and who's sane? I can't tell the difference anymore. The line's getting thinner by the minute. Besides, it all depends on who's making the judgment. The planetary sky right now is so completely skitzed out it's not funny. And the next couple of weeks, forget about it. On one side, you've got Venus, the North Node, and Pluto that are ruled by Saturn. This is all about fated relationships. People are trying to hold it together, but they're going to be brought together by what at first seems to be regular circumstances in the course of their normal workday. Even in situations that seem completely strictly business, the attractions are going to be powerful as hell. The individuals involved will do their best to keep it all on the up and up, maintain appropriate boundaries, and keep everything in order so as not to upset their lives and screw up the scenes they've got going. So they'll try their best to keep it kosher. But, holy underpants, Batman, the attraction is so strong it's ridiculous, and you can think Venus and Pluto and Capricorn for all that. But that's only one side of the story. That's only one side of the skitsiness. Also, there are currently six planets in Aquarius, Uranus still in Pisces, Chiron entering Pisces this week, so Uranus and Neptune are ruling the whole heavens. And that's saying, screw it all. What the hell? Why not jump off the cliff to see if I can fly? So the love between people is so tremendous now, plus the urge to escape a scene they are finding unbearable, it's so great, that it's a total battle between fidelity in relationships and a secret affair. Or letting out the fact that the affair is no secret at all. Can you have both? Can you have a deep, abiding, trusting bond and still have your momentary lapses and self-destructive obsessions? A word about sanity and madness. Is the sane person the one who remains strictly, straightly, rigidly, heroically and stoically to a routine, adhering to vows and frameworks and traditions in the face of enormous waves of change? Or is such obsessive denial really crazy? On the other hand, is the crazy person the one who can throw the whole thing away and let it go and be carried headlong into the chaos, dump the routine, toss away the rules, take a chance, gamble, see through the falsity and illusion, and be willing to risk the whole farm? Or is such an embrace of wanton chaos the only sane thing to do now? When you figure that one out, let me know, will you?
You have been listening to the World Orbiting Astrological Observatory. This is WOAO.